Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we always get to win when we talk with Charles Rotblat, and he joins us twice every week. Of course, comes in on Tuesdays for the buy of the week. Comes back on Wednesdays for the sell of the week. If you want more information on what he does when he's not here, well, Charles is the editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal, AAII.com, for more information. He is the author of Better Good Than Lucky, and you can follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is...
Telecom Argentina.
Telecom Argentina, that's ticker symbol TEO. And as a general rule, when I hear somebody talking about international or foreign telephone companies, there's a yield thing going here. So is this a yield play or what's at work?
You know, it's not really a yield play. It's got a yield of 1.4%, so you're not getting a high yield. But this company is passing several of our screens. It's actually even passing my own screen. And it's an interesting company right now. And I should say before we even start, this is one of the largest private sector companies in Argentina. It does do a lot of fixed line business, as do a lot of telecom companies, 4.1 million in fixed lines. Through its subsidiaries, it also does wireless. And this is where it gets interesting because Argentina is gearing up to do a big 4G auction there. 4G is a new generation of mobile phone service. It's faster, high speed. And they recently announced the rules for how they're going to conduct this auction. So this could potentially be a pretty good growth catalyst for this company if they are able to get enough spectrum to do something with it through the auction. So not an absolute certainty, but you do have that positive catalyst sitting out there, which makes the stock look somewhat interesting when you consider that. I will say, although you do have that positive catalyst, on the negative side, you do have the simple fact that we're dealing with Argentina. The Argentine peso's been under a lot of struggles. There's also concern about Argentine debt. Certainly the courts are hearing some cases about it. And there are some people talking about online saying, well, if somebody does win that wireless spectrum, are there going to be enough U.S. dollars to do something with it in terms of getting equipment and stuff? So there is a currency issue that's specific to Argentina, and you do run that risk when you're looking at emerging market stocks. So positive catalysts out there, but people need to go into the stock with open eyes, realizing there's a big macro thing going on that doesn't lend itself very well to stock-specific analysis.
Because you have that caveat in there, does that change in terms of how you play the upside? Does it mean that you go in with a different sell discipline? Anything along those lines?
Well, I think this is a case where you go into it. I think you have to realize and just acknowledge that's a big risk. And so while there's upside, you have to go in there saying, okay, I realize there's upside, but I also realize there's this macro risk, which I have no control over. I may not be able to identify what's going to happen until after the fact. And so as a result, I'm going into this realizing I'm going for upside, but there is a potential of the stock just getting whacked over the head simply because something happens with the currency, something happens with the Argentine politics or with its debt that causes investors to suddenly look at the country overall and decide they want to pull money out of it. So it's a case where you're buying a stock because the valuation is reasonable, but you have to accept the fact that you're going in there, that risk exists. And if that scares you, by all means, do not touch the stock. Walk away from it. It also goes to show there is an issue with screens in that although they're very powerful tools for stock picking, they only know what they're told to look for. They don't consider anything else.
Yeah, that's where you sometimes have to bring in a little bit of art to go with the science and make sure that you're not coming out with the wrong things on the list. Now, that said, since this passes the screen and you talk about being willing to take the chance, what most folks want to know to help them decide if they're willing to take the chance is what kind of potential upside there is. So in spite of the concerns, obviously you see an upside here. How big is it?
Well, it's interesting. The stock right now is trading at 12.1. This is a company that's profitable. It generates free cash flow. It has low levels of debt. its profit margin is 11.5%. So it's fundamentally, it looks pretty decent. It looks like it's in good shape. The industry average for the telecom industry is 17.9. So if you look at 12.1 for the stock's PE, 17.9 for the industry, if you assume it gets to the industry's average, you're looking at a lot of upside. I think given some of the macro concerns surrounding Argentina, I think that's too aggressive. I'd rather go for a little bit more conservative. If we assume about 20% upside, that brings the stock price up to a PE of about 15. I think that's a reasonable target to look for, but bear in mind there could be further upside if the company does win spectrum. Some of the macro issues involving Argentina go away. Your downside, obviously, is the macro issues affecting Argentina as well.
So are you going into this and saying, if I get that 20%, I'm out? Or are you going into this saying, let's reweigh all the issues?
I think if you get that 20%, you reweigh all the issues. And as would be the case with any emerging market stock, you need to weigh all those issues. You also got to weigh sentiment towards emerging market stocks because of the Federal Reserve. This stock has a really strong price momentum. Over the last 6 months, the stock has been trending upward, but that's in part because we have had bond yields pull back in the U.S. that shifted dollars back into emerging markets. So I do think if you hit that 20% stop, reevaluate not only the company, but reevaluate all the macro issues and decide what your comfort level is at that point.
Well, it is an interesting pick because it does have that potential 20% upside. It does have some of those stability things that people like out of telecom companies, but it also has those country and currency risk issues. So it's an interesting look. And it's Telecom Argentina, ticker symbol TEO, the buy of the week from the guest of the week. Charles Roquebrune is editor of AAII Journal. He's the only one that joins us here twice. He'll be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
Remember, if you want more information, it's AAII.com. Follow Charles on Twitter. He is at Charles Roquebrune. Hey, we've just gotten started on the July 15th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, and a little bit later, Brad Thomas from the Intelligent REIT Investor will be part of the Money Life Market Call. We're living the money life, and we'll do more of it right after this message.